They'd have the United Way of Greater Lorain County coming in. And Ryan Aroney joins us. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
How's your May so far?
It's off to a great start.
did you finish everything you need to do in April? Or are you left
not really, but it's not going anywhere. We'll just move it into May and make the to-do list a bit longer.
All right. So what is on your to-do list
today? Well, United Way of Greater Lorain County, we're really excited that our annual fundraiser, Celebrate Lorain County, is coming up in June. So we want to get the word out about that. And before I kind of get into the details, I think we have some breaking news early this morning. You want to take the honors?
Right. Our two sides have come to an agreement. My people talked to their people, and we are happy to announce.
Do you announce yourself?
That's weird. Athletes don't come out and say, I've signed this, we're ready to go. But
Some do talk in the third person.
Oh, yes. Okay. Bruce Van Dyke will be back as the pronouncer for the Lorain County, United Way of Lorain County Celebrate, coming up on June 20th at the Emerald Event Center. What time do I need to be there?
The event is from 5 to 8:30. All right. And that includes dinner time, so you're getting in leisurely and enjoying the festivities for a while, and the competition starts at 6. So for the folks, the listeners out there who haven't been to this event before, it's really just a lot of fun. It's a spelling bee for adults where teams of four compete for a chance to win a $1,000 grand prize. But it's really informal and fun, and actually there are opportunities for audience members to influence the outcome of the game and actually save teams from being eliminated. So as a team in the competition, it really helps to have your friends in the audience because they can actually be a rescue for you if you're getting eliminated. Also, we encourage teams to dress up in costumes. A lot of the teams really do a great job of theming their name and their costume and their walk-up music all together. And any team who dresses in costume wins a competitive advantage that they can use throughout the competition to help them advance. And at the end of the day, not only does the winning team win a $1,000 grand prize, but there's a 50-50 raffle for an audience member based on which team wins the competition. So if you've affiliated yourself with a team in the competition that wins, you're eligible for a 50-50 raffle. So there's a lot of fun happening. It's really unique. And all the proceeds from the event support our local education initiatives here in Lorain County. So it's a great cause for United Way and a lot of fun.
And it's getting a chance for people to sort of also get to know other folks who kind of have the same interest or cause that they want to help United Way too.
Right. You just bring a lot of community-minded folks together, people who like to give back, who like to have fun. And it's unlike any other event I've ever been to. And we really were inspired by a couple of things. Night at the Races is a popular fundraiser. And what I most like about a Night at the Races is the people in the audience have a chance to win every race that's run. And so we pulled that aspect from it. And the other inspiration were trivia contests, where you have groups of four usually sitting around a table kind of determining the answer and turning it in together. And that was the inspiration for the groups and the team spelling bee, so that not one person is feeling isolated or embarrassed right. about spelling on the stage. They can collaborate with their team. And we'll be 100% honest here. Most teams that are successful, they bring in a ringer. They have one really good speller, and the other three people are just there for dinner and a drink ticket.
Yeah, or they're the women from Kendall at Oberlin, who apparently are all former teachers right. or something. They have something in the past.
The exceptions to that are Kendall at Oberlin. They're so smart and so competitive and so passionate about this event. I love it. I actually just met with them recently to get some feedback on how we could even make this game even better. And the other exception was last year's champion, the Lorain Public Library. Librarians obviously are very smart as well. So with exception, if you can find one really good speller in your group, the other three team members can just ride their coattails and have a lot
of
fun.
Yes, but we've learned this sort of, it's interesting about a group dynamic. Trust your own instincts or your guts, because there's times where we've had people who've gone on like, I thought it was that, and then they just acquiesced to somebody else who had the spelled it wrong. So,
absolutely right, and that's part of the strategy. You have to come up with your strategy very early. Who's the final say? And if you determine that you're going to defer to certain people, you have to have great trust in them. Actually, United Way's executive director, Bill Harper, he went out early in one competition, and to this day it bothers him that they couldn't come to an agreement as a team and they went with the wrong spelling opposed to the one that was on the table.
United Way, you're all about collaboration. Just couldn't quite get the right collaboration for that.
Not enough time in that 60-second limit there to spell that word in a collaborative spirit.
So well, at some point, sort of near the end, does speed come into play?
Yeah, well, and actually kind of early on there, we do speed rounds. And so in this round, it's more like a spelling test. You kind of, Bruce will read out 10 words in 60-second increments, and you have a piece of paper to write them down, and then you turn them in. Once we start advancing more into the spelling bee, it becomes more of a traditional spelling bee where you'll have one person on your team. After you collaborate, one person will read the word aloud. And so the further advanced you get in the game, the more it becomes like a regular spelling bee, less on speed. And the audience, after a certain point, the audience doesn't have a chance anymore to influence the game. So we really wanted the final round to be based purely on spelling. So if you come in with a lot of friends in the audience, if you've won different competitive advantages, even if you're a terrible speller, you have a chance to advance all the way to the finals. But once you get to the finals, you have to actually be able to spell. We wanted the champion to be a true speller.
And how many teams then in the finals? Just two?
It's down to three. We have room for 24 teams to start the competition. So we'll take team registrations until we fill 24. The registration fee is $200. That's for a team of four. That includes dinner and a drink ticket for all four members. And again, that chance to win the $1,000 grand prize. We kind of by round cut down some teams until we get to three. And then it's just a true spelling bee until we have a champion.
And get good at writing on a whiteboard, a little whiteboard with a marker too. Penmanship sometimes counts, but also speed in writing. So if you want to, writing the word at the very end too. So it's
right.
Get a chance to do it. But you can get people registered now, right?
You can register. We're looking for teams. Anybody wants to have fun and support a great cause, our website is uwlorainecounty.org. You can find the information there. You can actually go directly there. Now let's practice our spelling. You can do uwlorainecounty.org/spellebrate, SPELLEBRATE. And that'll take you right to the page where you can register for a team. You can purchase tickets. Individual tickets are $30 and include dinner and a drink ticket. That's if you don't want to spell but want to have a chance to win the 50-50 and maybe help advance some of your friends who are in the game. But again, uwlorainecounty.org/spellebrate will get you all the information and a chance to buy tickets or register a team.
Still collecting some of the raffle items and things like that?
Too? We are. Actually, our volunteer group, our campaign cabinet, has been tremendous this year and has been out getting donations for our silent auction. So I think this is going to be the best one yet. Actually, Tim Alcorn, obviously of AM 930 WEOL, really helped us out and got a tremendous donation from the Cleveland Cavaliers. So we have some tickets available for next season, a lot of really cool autographed items and some Cavs swag.
Is there an opportunity for somebody to win a coaching job at the Cavs, perhaps? Maybe.
We'll see how long that search goes, but we might add that into the Cavs basket.
Yeah, coach for a day type of thing. We're still waiting for somebody to head that team, but I guess they've got plenty of time. It is 8:23 at WEOL. We're talking with Ryan Aroney from United Way of Greater Lorain County. And I guess, Craig, believe it or not, Ryan says we can still talk a little bit about taxes. Now, that's gone in April. That we were supposed to have figured that out, but you have still ways to help some people, I guess, at this point.
Right? We do. Taxes are never-ending for us. And so anybody who's missed the filing deadline, we're still doing tax returns at our office. You can call 211 to make an appointment. And actually, even if you had your taxes done this year, if you have some past years, back to 3 years ago, that you haven't had done, you can come get past years done as well. So that's the Lorain County Free Tax Prep Coalition that's led by United Way of Greater Lorain County. We do tax returns year-round out of our office. We're in downtown Lorain. Again, the gateway to that is our first call for help, 211. Just dial 211. You'll get an operator. You can make an appointment. And they'll get you in for a spot at our office.
Do you stick to federal, or do you go Ohio and the legendary Rita tax form?
We do federal and state. And we do partnerships with other cities during the normal tax season to do some city taxes as well. It kind of depends on where you live. But this time of year, we're sticking to federal and state.
Do some other states maybe have like a Betty tax or something like that? Because we got Rita. I thought... Hey, there's another event coming up that we should talk about. We're going to be, Craig, is this the breaking? Do I need to do a drum roll for that?
Two breaking news in one day.
Another spotlight on Lorain. We will be broadcasting from the United Way of Greater Lorain County, their Broadway building that you're in, and we'll be out there on June 27th, the week of the International Week. So we look forward to being out there. You have power. You've got drink. You got everything ready to set. Everything's out there. We just want to make sure we're all connected.
All set. I think you just have to come and plug in, and you'll be good.
Right. Will somebody be there that early?
We'll volunteer Bill Harper to get there early and open
the
building.
Craig drinks Coke. He is.
Yeah, we're really excited. We've christened the building the United Way Center for Community Transformation. And that's a lofty name, but it kind of drives us to do our mission. And part of that for us when we moved downtown was to be a part of this revitalization of downtown Lorain and the Broadway District. And we're really excited to shine a spotlight on that and all the great things that are happening down there. Not only the work of United Way, which obviously we believe in and are passionate about, but our neighbors and our friends and everybody else as well. So we're really excited to have you.
Thanks. Good. Well, we appreciate you stopping in this morning. Again, Ryan Aroney from United Way of Greater Lorain County. The Spellebrate comes up on June 20th. You can, again, find out more if you go to uwlorainecounty.org and look up Spellebrate. But you can also go to that site to find out all the new things and different collaborations that they have taking place in Lorain County. Ryan, thanks for stopping in.
My pleasure. Thank you.